Hey, I think questionnaires are fun. So, here's your questionnaire, Emma. Do I look like a celebrity, or do people think I look like a celebrity? I used to teach English at an international school with a lot of Japanese and Korean students, and this was a little while ago, but sometimes they would tell me I looked like Nicole Kidman, which is the only time anyone's ever compared me to a celebrity. But I thought, you know, she's kind of awesome. I'll take it. It's pretty random. I am pressing buttons because I have phone problems. If I could make a collab with anyone in the world, Oh, fuck. That's tricky. It would be River Phoenix circa, like, 97. Because I used to have the worst crush on him. Like, it would be, like, him and Keanu Reeves and me in that narcolepsy movie, that Gus Van Sant movie. I think it was Gus Van Sant. Anyways, yeah, that was just, like, that would be glorious. Would I break my mother's arm for $5 million U.S. dollars or pounds? Yes. I'm a terrible person. With her consent, I would probably give her some. That sounds awful. I would definitely give her some. I had a broken arm. It's not that bad. I mean, if it was like in a vice grip, that would be awful. Or like in that movie about the where they put the head in the thing, the bench press thing, and then it popped. Oh, that was awful. Anyways, you know, I have a bad recall when it comes to movies. The worst thing I've ever done. I would like to say I've never done anything as bad as I couldn't admit out loud, but I think that I will save that for my therapist. One thing that was pretty bad would probably make for great GWA script work or some kind of true confessions thing. Yeah, I totally slept with my friend's boyfriend when she was in the same room. It was fucking drunk teenage idiocy. And wow, the second worst thing about that was that our other friend walked in and caught us and was like, the fuck? And I was like, nothing. And so then our friend who walked in said, don't worry, your secret's safe with me. And then totally later got her revenge on me by ratting me out to my friend who I had cheated on her boyfriend with. It was so dramatic. So much fucking drama. I'm not friends with any of them now because it wasn't really worth it. Who on GWA do I wish I knew better? You know, it's kind of a loaded question, because the people that I'm getting to know better, I'm really happy about, and some people, I just want to leave them in their little audio box, and they can stay perfect voices with no complications. I'm gonna leave it at that. Also, I don't want to put people on blast, you know? What's something I find sexy about someone that most people don't? Maybe if they can effectively look like and or actually smoke cigarettes, but not be a smoker. There's like some leftover rebelliousness about that that I find oddly attractive. Kind of a come back to the five and dime Jimmy Dean thing. Do I ever worry about getting caught posting? Yeah. I mean, sure. At the same time, no. So that's the paradox of taking this hobby on. Describe myself in 3 words, but don't cheat. My 3 words are, gives a fuck. Do I think I sound older or younger than I am? I'm 40. I think I sound 40. I'm totally good with that. I have no young voice ambitions or capacity, probably. Maybe. I've been in a little girl space, and it feels right, but it doesn't make me regress necessarily. But I might get a little more pitchy and bitchy. What is the sexiest thing someone can do to capture my attention? Listen to me. Give me the fullness of their undivided attention and interest. Creates a feedback loop. Did I like this questionnaire? Yes. Thank you. That was really fun. Hope you enjoyed. Talk to you later.